How old was he when he wrote that number?
I think he wrote this one when he was 19.
That's a lot to feel at that age. You were right.
I guess.
The beat in that one reminds us a little of country or
right.
The rhythm.
Well, it's a different, it's a new sound for Bud and Travis, and it's something that we haven't really gotten into, at least professionally. We both did a lot of it before, but we thought it was worth, you know, reviving some of the old styles for. It's a good song.
Nothing could cheer us up more, I suppose, after a sad song like that than something that is commercial. And you do have a brand new album on Liberty, and we might as
right.
well be crassly commercial and urge everybody out there to go buy at least 50 each. Give you a lot of royalties.
Would you please?
You can
get out there and buy.
Keep them cards and letters coming.
Isn't that great? You haven't heard that line in years, have we? Sending those cards and letters, friends?
I'm dating myself.
We admit to being old around here. A lot of us remember D-Day. That's an inside joke. Do another one, will you?
Love to. This is not from our most recent album. You want to talk about this, Travis? This is from Brazil.
Ah, yes, indeed.
What is the name of the album?
The most recent album is called Bud and Travis Naturally, which could leave some room for conjecture.
It is what color, in case they need to...
Well,
black.
Most of the color is black. It's got a picture of Bud and Travis standing in a weed bed somewhere.
Right.
And in orange. Well, they're very clever about those things. You know, they pose you next to ash cans and other
pictures. Tell us how they did the cover. This is
Well, they brought in a bunch of ideas and we didn't like any of them. And
do so, they ask you? This is a real...
No, we told them.
Oh.
Well, no, they are not. They're really nice to us. They work with us. I don't mean to sound like everybody in the world is a yuck, because that's not where it's at, but... They like to work with us and they like to accept our ideas. They figure that we know what we're about and we have approval. That's a nice thing. So we made some suggestions, Trav and I, and they bought it.
And the weeds, was this your idea? The weeds?
No, that was the one thing I didn't like. But it wasn't really weeds. It was taken in a park in Los Angeles, which is a very semi-tropical sort of lush, you know.
It's called the La Brea Tar.
It looks like it looks like Martin Denny's office.
Before it was 100.
Get that monkey off the wall.
you were going to sing before I interrupted you with the album cover story.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
This is a thing that was introduced in this country by a fellow by the name of Will Holt, a fellow folk singer.
Mm-hmm.
And the song originally was a student's drinking song in France.
They sang a lot around garbage cans and weed.
And they brought it over here anyway, changed it around. Bud and I changed it completely. We rewrote the lyric and changed the title, and now we finally released it as the French version of Mac the Knife.
It's called Francois the Fork.
That's it.
Something for everybody. Are you ready, Francois?
Oh.